Good morning, Scott. This is Stephen Curtis Chapman calling you.
Hi, Scott. I'm Michael Steed. How are you?
Hi, Scott. This is Hillary Scott.
Hey, Scott. David Kenneman from Bonner.
Hi, this is David Lee from Hilson Worship. Hello.
Scott, it's Toby, man. What's up?
Hey, Scott. This is Blake. I'm in favor.
That was just a great interview. I love listening to your interviews, Scott. You really get personal with them, and that's too cool.
Start your day with Scott. Weekday mornings on SOS Radio.
We're talking about developing character with author and professor Angela Duckworth on SOS Radio. Angela, you lead a nonprofit called Character Lab. It's all about character development.
That is correct. I think character is what all kids need to grow up to be good people and great people.
You wrote a book a few years back called Grit, The Power of Passion and Perseverance. And, you know, it was one of the most watched TED Talks ever, I think, right?
I think a lot of people ended up making their kids watch it.
Well, you tackled the whole idea of why some people work harder and longer than others and how they get different results than the people who are just naturally gifted. It comes down to grit.
I think a lot of people look at when you do something really well, I mean, you know, play football or, you know, do well in school. Other people look at you and say, oh, you know, you're a natural, you're talented, but I'm not talented. I don't have that gift, so I can't do what you do. But I think what you don't see when someone does something really well is all the hours of practice and all the struggle and all the failure and the learning that went into it. So my research is about everything else except talent that makes people successful.
Hey, I can work in that space, right? I don't have a whole lot of that, but I guess I could try to work harder than everybody else.
A lot of people that I talk to who are incredibly successful, you know, Olympic gold medalists and, you know, famous musicians will say exactly that. They'll say, you know, I may not be the most talented person, but I'm going to outwork every other person here.
So, Angela, where did this idea of grit originally become a passion point for you?
I was a teacher before I was a psychologist. I used to teach kids in high school and in middle school math, which is, you know, trying to teach a teenage boy how to do algebra while they're going through puberty is challenging. And in the course of my own learning curve as a teacher, I could see two things. One is that, man, kids are bright. I mean, kids are smart people. They are very good at learning. But the second thing I figured out is that a lot of kids are falling far short of their potential. You know, you could tell that they were very intelligent, but they still weren't doing very well in your class, at least for me as a teacher. And that led me to an interest in effort. You know, if it's going to be time on task, high quality time on task, and some kids are putting in not enough high quality time on task, why is that? And that led me to the idea that this endurance, this determination, and this passion for what you're doing are so important to being successful.
We're talking to Angela Duckworth on SOS Radio today. She's a professor and she's an author and she wrote a book called Grit. It's been one of the New York Times bestsellers, but you actually taught in the New York public school system. And obviously our teachers, they're under-resourced, they're overworked. They've got a lot coming at them. A lot of people don't realize that a lot of public schools don't actually have curriculum for the teachers and they've got to figure that out. So we dig into this idea of having grit and pushing through, but what do you say to those who just feel like I'm so under-resourced and stressed out? Where do I start to kind of get my head above water?
I think the first thing I would do is really actually listen. I mean, people do get burned out. Teachers get burned out. Nurses get burned out. Even doctors get burned out these days at really, really alarming levels. I mean, it's not the exception. It's almost the rule in some places that people are feeling exhausted and feeling like they can't actually work harder than they are. And when someone calls me and tells me a story like that, I mean, really the first thing I do is listen, because a lot of the things that people are talking about are real, you know? They're not made up. They're not just in their head. So then the question is, after you listen, what do you say? And I always look for, you know, what is the thing in their story that is giving them some little glimmer of hope? Because usually people are burnt out about a lot of things, they're discouraged by a lot of things, they're overworked, they're under-resourced, as you say. But when you ask them to look for the bright spots, they can usually find at least one. And then I think the question is, like, how do you fan that ember into a flame? You know, if there's one thing about your work that you like, or, you know, one person who is supportive, you know, how do you get more of that? And I think that's the first step to getting back to grit.
We're talking to Angela Duckworth about grit today on SOS Radio. And you studied recruits who were heading into West Point. I mean, we're looking at the biggest and the brightest. You think about all those that are applying to our military academies. You know, they all have great grades. Almost all of them are athletic. Almost all of them have amazing volunteer and leadership experience. But there's still always people that fail out of that system. And you really dug into that to say, what makes the difference here? What did you realize?
When you get into West Point, you are typically an all-star. You know, you're very often the valedictorian of your class. You're very often not only a varsity athlete, but maybe a varsity athlete of three sports, and very often a captain of all three sports. And, you know, that's while you're being valedictorian. I mean, these are really extraordinary women and men who get into a place like this. I think one of the most challenging things about coming to West Point, and if we all think back about our own lives, we can remember maybe a story in our own life that really resonates with this. It's really hard not being number one anymore. It's really hard being, you know, maybe for the first time in your life below average. I certainly felt like that my first year of college. The psychological challenge of sticking with something when it's not easy, when you can't really see around the corner, and when it's so much harder and more discouraging than what you've done before, I think that's why grit predicts finishing that first summer of training at West Point when so many young superstars drop out. And I'm not saying that that decision is wrong for every person who drops out, but I do think there are people who drop out of their commitments too early. And that first summer, before West Point's really even begun, may be too early.
Downloading audio.
Nonstop.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
We're talking about character development on SOS Radio. No one wants to talk about the development part, but everyone wants to be developed. We're talking to author and professor Angela Duckworth. And just a few minutes ago, Angela, you were talking about how a lot of West Point students are dropping out and giving up a little too early. And the problem is, during the early months of being in a school like West Point, there's this character development that's happening during the rough seasons. And a lot of the time, if we make it through these initial few months, our attention actually catches up with our effort.
Exactly. I think we're always developing character throughout life, but, you know, it's not a process that is always pleasurable or easy or fun. I think a lot of the things that have made us who we are, that people were proud of in some ways, they came through struggle. And while you're in the struggle, it's very hard to see that the struggle is ever going to end. There's never going to be any benefit. It's just pain in the moment. And I do think that's one of the lessons that young people have to learn.
We're talking with Angela Duckworth today on SOS Radio. We're talking about grit, we're talking about character, and we're talking about our work ethic and how all of that comes together. But Angela, is grit something that we're born with, or is that something that we can learn?
Both. I mean, one thing about grit is that there is some genetic influence. You know, you got DNA from your biological mother and your biological father, and you are not changing that DNA. And that DNA influences your eye color, how tall you're going to be, whether you're going to be a shy person or not. But when I say influence, I don't mean determine. In other words, there's also a nurture piece. There's an experience piece, like who your coaches were, what your parents said to you, you know, where you grew up. These are the parts of your grit development that I'm most interested in, because you can't change your DNA, but you can change your life. So it's not either nature or nurture. It's actually both, but I think it makes sense to pay a lot of attention to nurture, because that's the part that you can do something about.
We all have our natural giftings, but when we think about the place where we work and we do our job, and maybe we've been doing our job for decades, and you get to a place where you're like, yeah, I'm good at my job and I balance things that I need to do, and you're in that place, but you want to develop into being a really high capacity leader, what really makes the difference?
I think it's a mindset of always trying to get better. And, you know, when I talk to people who are really at the top of corporate America, you know, like the CEO of Vanguard or the CEO of JP Morgan Chase, the enemy that they are battling every day is complacency. What they see as the great danger of success is that at some point, you know, you relax a little, you know, your shoulders soften a little bit, and, you know, you go to work and you do the same thing that you did the day before. What makes gritty high achievers so special is that they never go to work like it's another day. They go to work to do something differently and better than they've done before. Doesn't mean they're always making dramatic progress. Doesn't mean they never make mistakes, but you have to have that mindset of trying to improve. The Japanese call it Kaizen. never-ending improvement. And I think that's the mark of a true world-class performer.
We're talking to author Angela Duckworth today on SOS Radio. And a lot of us have worked in companies where, let's just be honest, the workplace morale has just been awful. And despite all that we actually enjoy about those jobs, there can be poor morale based on the people around you, lots of complaining. It comes kind of toxic and contagious on that. But what practices should we be thinking about to prevent falling prey to that bad, funky mood that just permeates the rest of the workforce?
It's amazing how much that culture of where we work influences us. I've worked places that brought out my best, and I've worked places that did the exact opposite. You know, I think one thing is to just recognize that. I mean, that's really important to even know. But once you recognize that, what do you do about it? Sometimes people think of leaders as, okay, well, one out of 100 people is a leader, the rest of us are followers. But I actually like the way Brad Stevens, the coach of the Boston Celtics, thinks about it. He thinks of everyone as a leader. He thinks that by our actions, by our words, by our deeds, you know, we're all leaders, whether we're called that or not. And so when you go to work, you know, rather than feel like I'm coming to work as a follower and here's this culture and it's influencing me, go to work and think I'm going to work and I'm a leader. People are watching me. My mood is going to affect their mood. My words are going to affect their words. And be a positive leader. You know, set the culture that you want to work in and don't worry about whether it's your title or not to do that.
So Angela, is grit the same thing as a work ethic?
I think it's not just a work ethic, but obviously gritty people have a tremendous work ethic. The part that's missing when you just say work ethic is passion. And when I look at really high achievers, you know, people who change history, they're not just hard workers. They are people who love what they do. They are people who are really actually voluntarily obsessed with what they do. You know, they think about it at night. They think about it first thing when they wake up. They think about it when they're taking a shower. They think about it on a Saturday morning. You know, that passion, loving what you do, wanting to know more and more, is not just work ethic.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Tell a friend and connect.
SOSradio.net.